breakfast. When you were born, I was eating a plate of eggs and potatoes in a cafe called The Cupboard, 5 blocks from the room where your mother and I conceived you, admittedly an accident of desire in the middle of the night, wakened out of sleep, letting our body's clockwork lead us down a path we could not turn from, to you. My life has been one surprise after another, you being the one that keeps coming back, a girl for God's sake, and now a young woman. That day, before the earth's harsh oxygen woke you unto us, your mother cast me out of the labor room, tired of my jokes, irritated that she had to do this on her own while I stood there useless. I had never heard her use the word jackass before. A few years later, they would come up with ways to keep men busy, to make us feel as if we have some part in the intimacy called birth. But we may as well be eating eggs for the little we have to do with you daughters being born. I didn't carry you within me, didn't push you through the channel in the pit of my being, the hose of life connecting us. Even had I become your father a few years later when they were teaching men lamas, had wiped your mother's brow and breathed with her her every breath like bellows on a fire, had watched you turn a flamy pink and heard your first cry from the canyons of this world, I would still have to envy the woman who bore you. Today, you come to me in your 34th year, lost and frightened as anyone would be in this inhospitable world to which we brought you. And what can I do but sit you down with your hangover and cook you breakfast? As long as we both live, we carry between us this staidness, this humdrum, until appears the rare moment when we look between us to see how thin the string is and how delicately we must hold our connection. I try to look steady and speak a few words that sound like wisdom while you look at me blankly and continue eating your eggs.